for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, yoga teacher, and sound therapist here at Illuminations. And this week, we have another guest with us with a super exciting topic. I cannot wait to get into it. So the topic of today is all about the truth about manifestation, the new age jargon, or does it really work? And to talk to us about this topic, we have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Khushbu Thadani. She is a mind body manifesting coach and founder of wellness consulting business K-Way. Over the past 9 years, she has empowered thousands of individuals across the globe with the tools to reclaim control of their diet, mindset, and overall lifestyle in order to thrive from inside out and ultimately create a more joyous and fulfilling life. She's also the host of the Fit and Fulfit podcast, which focuses primarily on personal development, mindset, and manifestation. I'm super, super, super excited to start this conversation. Welcome to the show, Khushbu.
Nia, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for the next hour or so of chatting.
I love that there's another podcast host with me, so I know this is going to be a great conversation. So let's just get started.
Do it.
Tell me a little bit about manifestation. What exactly is manifestation? I know we hear it all the time, but just tell us more about it.
Yeah, so manifestation over the last couple of years has become somewhat of a buzzword. And here's the thing, is that we've been manifesting since the day we were born. So if we have to break it down, essentially, manifestation is the phenomena that happens when you take something that was once part of your imagination and turn it into physical reality. And here's the thing, is that because some people refer to themselves as good manifestors, whereas others tell me, I'm just not good at manifesting. We are all amazing at manifesting, but the difference is some people are manifesting favorable outcomes, whereas others are not. And so when it comes to being intentional about how you and what you're manifesting, it comes down to the way you think, act, and feel. Because ultimately, our lives are a mirror reflection of our personality. Right. If you want to change your personal reality, you got to change your personality, which is, again, the way you think, act, and feel.
So when you talk about manifestation and allowing it to become your reality, it all starts from your thought, aka your imagination, right?
Absolutely.
So why call it manifestation, and what makes it different? Like how does it go on into manifesting? If you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people get really caught up in the semantics. And yeah. So some people refer to it as manifesting. Others refer to it as drawing in an outcome or attracting or unfolding or creating. And so rather than get bogged down with the nitty gritty semantics, I would come back to the fact that we are all walking around with so much power, like infinite amount of power to create the life that we want. Yeah. But so many of us are looking outside of us to change our lives. And when you start to realize, like I said earlier, that your life is a mirror, and if you want to change the reflection, if you want to change your external circumstances, it starts from changing you. But we've been conditioned to believe that there's something outside of us that has to change in order for us to feel a certain way. And, you know, a lot of people kind of write the process of manifestation off as being woo, or it's just not for me.
Yeah. And or so it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Or I'm just not that kind of person. Yeah. I don't care who you are. You are a manifestor. Maybe you're not identifying as one, which is fine. Yeah. But whether you approach it from neuroscience, psychology, or quantum physics, or metaphysical, so in terms of the energy, it is all the same.
Okay.
But like I said, it comes down to the fact that we, from moment to moment, we are creating our reality.
Right. So can you give us an example of what manifestation looks like. Do you have a personal experience that you'd like to share?
Yeah. So I can, you know, manifesting happens with the big stuff and the small stuff in life. So I'll give you a small example, then I'll give you a big example.
Go for it.
So the other day on Sunday, I was at Expo with my cousin and I was just really thirsty and we were walking into the Australian Pavilion. And I just was thinking in my head like, oh, I'm so excited to get like a bottle of water off to this pavilion because I'm just so thirsty. Nia, I can't make this up. Literally a second later, this guy starts walking around saying, hey, would you like some free water? I'm like, are you joking? But you know, because this is what I do and I've been doing it for so long. Yeah. I was like, okay, universe, I see you. But then now I'm from a bigger scale of manifestation, you know. So as I mentioned, we were talking before this went live. I had polycystic ovaries for a very long time. Then I actually lost my period.
Yeah.
It was absent for about 4.5 years. And I went to every gynec you can think of in India, spent a fortune and was constantly been given medicine, which worked in the short term, but didn't really fix the cause. And I remember reaching a point where I was just like, you know what? I'm going to manifest my period back. I believe in the power of the mind and body, and I'm going to do what it takes. So I put all those pills aside. I stopped seeing gynecs, and I started really implementing these different principles and really working on my mind and body connect. Because ultimately, the connection and the alignment between our mind and body is mirrored back in our reality. And so when that alignment is strong, you'll notice that whether it's your health, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationships with people or whatever it is, they're all an extension of you. And so I started working from the inside out, and lo and behold, September 2019, I got my period back. And since then, it's been clockwork every single month, no medication, just using the power of manifestation.
That's insane. And I love the word that you use, belief. And I want to go a little bit into that. So how much does this role of the power of belief, how does it play a role here? Because you did mention it's all about the alignment of your mind and your body, right? So please just elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah. So manifestation is an energy game. Whatever energy you're putting out, you're going to receive more of the same. That is in the most simplistic terms. And we are either in two states. We're either receiving our desire or we are resisting our desire. So, but a lot of times when people aren't able to draw in the desire that they want or the outcome they desire, they chalk it up as this doesn't work for me. But it's no, if you're not getting it, it's because you're creating some kind of resistance. Most of the time it's unintentional. And for a lot of people, that resistance comes from lack of belief, lack of belief in self. So, and also lack of belief in the process. And here's the thing with manifestation, and I can't stress this enough, it is a co-creative process whereby your job as a manifester, as a conscious, intentional manifester, is to know what is it that you want and why do you want it. But what stops many people is they figure out what they want, they establish why they want it, and then they also try to figure out the how. And that's not your job. Your job is merely the what and the why. The how is going to unfold, whether it's via the universe, God, or whatever you refer to that higher power.
That requires a lot of faith and trust, doesn't it? And it's, I feel like it's a very natural instinct to want to control, stay on top of things, especially in the world that we live in, right? So do you feel like time or this urgency to get things done in a particular amount of time plays a role in the resistance part of it?
Yeah. And so, and I think, you know, as a hypnotherapist, I'm sure you can speak on this as well, is that everything at the end of the day is a manifestation of your belief systems. And so when we have this impatience or this time urgency, it stems from a belief of fear. Because if you in deep down in your heart, you knew it was happening, you wouldn't care when it was happening because you already knew it. You already had the confirmation.
I love that.
And so when you're struggling to have faith or you find yourself getting impatient, what I would say is breathe firstly. And rather than try and say, oh, I'm manifesting this, I got it, it has to happen. Focus on your internal stability, the way you're feeling. Because a lot of times in that energy of impatience and panic, that's a very resistant energy and it's coming from a place of control and micromanaging. And when you're overly controlling and micromanaging your circumstances, because remember, you're communicating to the universe with your energy. So you could be saying, oh, I really want to meet a partner or whatever. But if you also come in place with when's he going to come, when's he going to come? Energetically, you are putting out this energy of control. And so the universe steps back. But when you can lean into trust, the same way you would trust a friend, the universe is like, okay, well, she really is relying on me. So I got to show up and I got to deliver. And that's when the magic unfolds. And so this is where the hardest part of manifesting is the trusting aspect and letting go and surrendering and detaching from the outcomes.
I love that. And it just reminded me about something that I experienced, because I told you off when we right before we started that I always wanted to do a podcast. I just didn't know how. But I just knew deep down it would happen.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what the route was. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I just knew, you know what? I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when. But it's crazy how, as long as it's in the back of your head and you, like you said, you just trust and you just trust the universe, everything just aligns. And here I am today on the show, which is very interesting. So yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about the do's and don'ts of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say are the do's and don'ts?
So when people talk about manifesting, a few things come to mind. So that involves vision boarding, affirmations, scripting, which are all wonderful techniques in itself. But manifestation is a reflection of who you are being, not what you're doing. And so even though you might be spending 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening writing down your gratitude and looking at your vision board, but if the rest of the day you're living in a place of lack or feeling not good enough, or you are constantly doubting the process, that is what you're manifesting on. Because we manifest based on how we're showing up 51% of the day, so a majority of the day.
Wow.
So that's the first thing I would say, is rather than pay so much attention to trying to do all the things, because again, remember, you're communicating with your energy. Yeah. So when you're trying to vision board, repeat your affirmations like all day, when you are scripting all day, the energy behind that is control, right? So that's the first thing, is focus on who you're being as a person. The second thing I would also say is change the questions you're asking. Because I think it was Tony Robbins who said this, is that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions you ask yourself. And so many times people are walking around with a victim mindset. Why is this happening to me?
And oh my God.
This is the, like I said, it's an energy game. And when you're operating from a state of helplessness and victim, you're literally energetically communicating, I don't have any power and control over my life. And that is the lowest vibration to be operating out of. And again, that creates so much resistance. So rather than say, why is this happening to me? How can I grow from this? That switch is literally shifted your energy from a place of helplessness to empowerment. Right?
Wow. And so I'm just thinking about people, let's say people who are in that very low state of mind already. Yeah, they are very helpless. They probably lost a job, or, you know, their business run down and whatnot. When you're in that state of mind and you cannot think positively, how do you then get out of that space?
Yeah, because, you know, when we're in that space where we just can't think positively, and understandably so, it's because we've created so much momentum in that negative direction.
Yeah.
And so rather than say that, okay, I feel it's so unfair, I've lost my job, to, oh my God, I'm so grateful I'm unemployed, because that you have, that's ridiculous, right?
You can't,
but it's just reaching for a better feeling thought. And the more you reach for a better feeling thought at that moment, that's how you start to shift the momentum in the other direction.
Can you give us an example?
So rather than feel the fact that, okay, you know, let's say the worst thing is, oh, it's so unfair, I've lost my job, to something as simple as, maybe there's something better out there for me. Or, and you know, a lot of times when we face these obstacles, I think Gabby Bernstein said this, obstacles are a detour in the right direction. And what I would also suggest is, you know, using the power of hindsight, and just think of a time in your life where something at the moment seemed terrible, but when you look back, you're like, oh, thank God that panned out the way it did. Because we all walk around with so much evidence that, okay, sometimes things work out better than we could have fathomed. But if in that moment, when we start to react to our circumstances, that is, again, we're giving up our power, you know? And so, you know, choosing to respond and say, okay, what is the meaning I can attach to this situation? That is the, if you ask me, what is my number one tip for manifesting is, firstly, respond rather than react. And let me explain that, because everything we're living today is a manifestation of the past thoughts, actions, and belief systems and the way we felt.
Absolutely.
But if you react to it, you're activating that more of that reality. But if you don't, that reality is dead. It's happened, it's a reflection, and now you can, now, but by choosing to respond and by changing the meaning you're attaching to that circumstance, that is how you can now shift your position and your point of attraction to manifest something better.
Right.
And that's why I think, you know, awareness is so important and really understanding the process. Because if you're just continuing to live the way you've always lived, which is very comfortable, living in autopilot, that's fine, but don't expect your life to change. Because also when you expand your level of awareness, you can expand your perspective, you change your perception, and as a result, your actions and your results will reflect that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I also wanted to touch base on this concept of surrender in all of this.
So funny you asked me that. I literally, a couple of days ago, I recorded an episode on my podcast all about surrendering and detaching from the outcome. So I have a lot to say about this. Surrendering is the hardest but most important step when it comes to manifesting. So like I said, is that when it comes to manifesting, your job is to figure out what it is, why do you want it, and then you got to surrender the how. Let go of how you think it's going to unfold. And a lot of times people struggle to let go and surrender is because, number one, as humans, we like to know what's coming because it gives us that sense of control.
Yeah.
Especially as safety is one of our most basic primal needs. When we are living in uncertainty, it's a threat to our safety.
100%.
So that's number one. But then secondly, it's about realizing that surrendering is not the same as giving up. Surrendering, the way I look at it, it's turning over the outcome to a power greater than yourself. Whereas giving up is living from a place of defeat. It's if you ask me, people say surrendering is a sign of weakness. I think it's the biggest act of strength. When you can shut your ego down and realize that you don't have the answers nor are you expected to. And what now it's when you hear the phrase detaching from an outcome, is why we struggle to detach from an outcome is because part of our mind thinks if I detach from the outcome, it means I don't want it and therefore I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
But the way I look at detaching from an outcome is detaching from that outcome to unfold before you allow yourself to feel whatever emotion is tied with that desire. So let's say that you're trying to manifest money. Is if you're constantly waiting for that money to hit your bank account before you start to feel abundant and joyous, you're going to spend the rest of your life waiting because waiting only attracts more waiting. But when you can start to say, okay, I can't see the money yet, but what are other ways in my life that I feel abundant, and really get into that energy, and that is how you actually become an energetic match to manifesting. And this is another thing when it ties in with what I said earlier about being versus doing when it comes to manifesting. You have to embody the reality that you're trying to create. And so if you're living from a place of lack, but you're trying to manifest more money, for example, it's not going to happen because the energetic misalignment is too strong.
Absolutely.
And another thing is, because I work with a lot of clients on manifesting healthier relationships, whether it's romantic or friendships. But if you're here living from a place of self-deprecation, loathing on yourself, is you're trying to attract more love into your life, but you're coming from a place of self-hate. Again, that misalignment is creating resistance.
It makes so much sense. But I also want to ask you, so clearly there's surrender.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that part of action, right? So you can surrender, but if it doesn't come with action, wouldn't that keep you stuck and not get you anywhere?
So here's the thing is that, you know, we've been programmed to have these all or nothing mindsets. So either I'm doing everything or I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But no, you got to find that middle ground is the first thing. And secondly, manifestation is not a passive process. So just because you've surrendered, you can't just be watching Netflix all day. You got to take some kind of action. But there are two kinds of actions. Most people take forced actions. So trying to make things happen, right? And when you're coming from a place of force and control and micromanaging, it's only pushing away that desire. It's more resistance. But instead, taking action from a place of inspiration. So it's known as inspired or aligned action.
Oh, I love that.
And so if you look at the word inspired, all it means is it stems from the phrase in spirit. So being in alignment. And so when it comes to being in alignment, it's taking action from a place of intuition. So, you know, let me just walk you through a few steps of manifesting so you can just see how it ties together.
Please do.
So first and foremost, you got to get clarity and decide what is it that I want to manifest.
Okay.
And then secondly, it's about clearing out the resistance. So when I say clearing out the resistance, it is working through your emotional baggage that we all have from our past. It is working through your limiting narratives, the stories you tell yourself, your limiting beliefs, your fears, your insecurities, your doubts. So once you've cleared that resistance, then it's about managing your internal state. And so when I say managing your internal state, it starts with regulating your nervous system and coming from a place of calm. Because when that's energy of calm, that is when you are most receptive to your intuitions, guidance. And based on that guidance is where you take action. And then once you've taken that action, you got to live in the end and trust that it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. And that is how you can now tie all these different factors together. So yes, you are taking action, but you're not taking random action. You're taking action that feels good, that comes from a place of alignment and knowingness, but then also letting the universe do its job.
Oh my God. I am in awe with what you just said, because this is exactly what I tell my clients, but in a completely different perspective. But amazing. It beautifully aligns well. So the points that we covered is A, clarity.
Yep.
B, clearing resistance, limiting beliefs, and so on. C, managing internal system, which means your energy mm-hmm. around it. And finally, it comes down to the action. So when we now, if we were to look at the psychological or the hypnotherapy side of things,
yeah.
What I always tell my clients when it comes to dealing with anything, it always starts with a thought.
Yeah.
And then it goes down to your emotions. And your emotions affect your energy. And your energy then affects the way you act and your behaviors and so on.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy how we're both in different professionals or like in different work areas, but we're in a way saying the exact same thing because it is the truth. Like there's the underlying truth when it comes to healing. This is it.
And you know, this is something I mentioned at the start as well, Nia, is that we just have so much power, but we're not tapping into it nearly enough. Like there's this book. Have you read it? Psycho-Cybernetics?
No.
Given the field of work you're in, I think you'd really enjoy it. It's by an author called Maxwell Maltz. And he talks about how powerful your thoughts are and your belief systems and your self-concept, the way you perceive yourself. And, you know, a lot of times I hear people say that, oh, I always procrastinate. What's wrong with me? But it's not that you always procrastinate, but it's probably deep down, you believe you're not worthy of the outcome you're trying to create. And so because that is a story you're telling yourself, you'll keep finding ways to push away taking that action, which will help you get that desire.
Oh my God, that's so, especially when it then comes part, it becomes part of your identity. And as human beings, what we do is we protect our identity as much as we can, right? I love this. I love the points that we've covered. And I want to touch base on, okay, let's say to our viewers who are just listening to this right now and they want to get started and they want to make the first move, first step, what do they do? How do they go about it? What are your advices?
The first thing I would say is try to gain some knowledge in this space. Okay. And when I say that is, you know, right now we are bombarded and flooded with so much conflicting advice and it's information overload and it can get very overwhelming to decipher what is right, what is wrong. And this is why I'm a huge believer in reaching out for external support from somebody who's been there, done that. I can help you understand the process so that you can actually apply it. And this is where you go from a place of feeling helpless or lack of understanding to a place of empowerment and saying, okay, how can I set myself up and build that foundation of tools so that I can apply this process in my life? And you know, the way I look at reaching out for external support, I know a lot of people struggle to do so because it's very vulnerable, is think about it as you're in Disney. You can either queue up and wait hours to get to that ride, or you can pay for fast track and actually get in the ride much quicker.
I love that.
And the reason I share this is because otherwise we spend so much of our time trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And we're not meant to go about this journey on our own. And we, you know, and I think that's something which, if I had to go back in my time, like when I started this process, I wish I reached out for support a lot earlier because it would have helped me understand the process a lot sooner, which, I mean, it took a while, but it could have been a lot easier.
Right.
And then secondly, I would say is, you know, even like just reading a book sometimes can help. But so happy to share a few that I've, you know, I've really enjoyed. So number one, like I mentioned earlier, was Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. The second one I would really recommend is The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein. And also Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Abraham Hicks.
Oh, wow. What are your thoughts on law of attraction?
Yeah. So law of attraction plays a pivotal role in manifestation. And a lot of people think that manifestation is purely the law of attraction.
Yeah.
So the same way we have scientific laws which govern our world, such as the law of gravity, that are always working, whether or not you understand it, these scientific laws mm-hmm. exist. That is the same that applies to universal laws. So different universal laws which govern our universe. So the law of attraction is one of them, but there's so many others that are governing our world. And the more we understand them, the more we internalize them, the more we can apply them and leverage them to our advantage. So yes, the law of attraction is really pivotal in the sense that whatever energy you're putting out, you're going to receive more of the same. But there's so many other universal laws which come together to help you manifest the reality you're after.
Wonderful. Wow. I absolutely love this conversation.
I could talk about this stuff for hours.
I can imagine, but unfortunately we've come to an end. So before we finish off this episode, do you have any last words for our viewers?
I have a lot of last words. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. The first thing I will say is when you're on a journey to manifest a better life or better circumstances for yourself, start to appreciate the life you have now. Gratitude is the quickest way in which you can manifest your desire, because gratitude is the highest vibration we can be operating out of. And so many of us are unknowingly walking functioning from a place of scarcity. Mm. And so when you can just find ways to feel abundant in your current reality, you will find that your life starts to mirror more reasons to feel abundance. And secondly, really prioritize your habits, because your habits establish how you feel. And however you feel is what you keep manifesting more on. So really take a deep dive and take inventory and say, what are my current habits? So that starts with the foods I'm eating, how I'm starting my day, the conversations I engage in, the people I spend my time with. How are they making me feel? Are they draining my energy, or are they helping me become the best version of myself? Mm. Because ultimately those habits are the starting point of everything that you're creating. And so when you can build better habits, that is how you start to build a better life.
And just one last thing before we finish, what tips or what advice do you have on people who have resistance to change?
I would say try and identify why you have that resistance to change. And everything comes down to the meaning we attach to it. And so many of us look at change from a negative light, but really say, okay, what is the cost of my life staying exactly the same in 5 years' time? Because when you can look at that and if you are okay with that being the case, then great, then you can continue resisting change. But otherwise, I would say, okay, how can change actually enhance your current life?
Thank you so much, Khushbu. It was such an honor to have you here. And I absolutely love this conversation. And I look forward to speaking to you soon and hopefully have you on for another show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was just such an insightful conversation. And like I'm going to keep saying, and I'm going to sound like a broken record, we just have so much power and we got to learn how to tap into it. And there's nothing we can't be, do or have, but we just have to be brave enough to show up accordingly.
Well, thank you to all our viewers for tuning in today. And I hope to see you for our next episode with another speaker. Until then, stay safe, take care, and goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.